Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Monday, the 27th of October. In the on-again, off-again world of US trade policy, the previous escalation of trade tensions with China seems to have now been dialed down. Over the weekend, negotiators announced what is being termed a preliminary consensus, although some of the details may have to wait until later this week, when US President Trump is supposed to meet with China's President Xi. The proposed 100% tariff on US consumers of China's exports is reportedly no longer a threat, and China's mooted US-style controls on the export of rare earths are also reported to be delayed. A US official has further suggested that China may start buying US soybeans. So far, none of the current US harvest has been bought by China, though they have been enthusiastic consumers of Argentinian soybeans. The rare release of economic data from the States on Friday had September consumer price inflation coming in a little lower than the market consensus. The good news was in the headline more than in the details, however. Data quality has again been flagged, with presumably a shortage of staff leading to a lot of prices being imputed rather than actually measured. In a mirror image of the inflation of a couple of years ago, lower auto prices and lower owner's equivalent rent helped to push down inflation this time. This matters to consumer sentiment. Autos are not something that is regularly purchased, so the car price changes may not be very visible to most consumers. Owner's equivalent rent is an entirely fictitious price, and in the real world, consumer spending power is not affected by its movements. Things like audio equipment, which are imported, rose at the highest inflation rate ever, but this is also a lower frequency purchase. Rising food prices, in particular dramatic price increases for specific items like beef, bananas, or coffee, may get more attention, even if the actual damage to consumer spending power from these items is limited. Overall, this suggests that the US Federal Reserve does have room to cut rates, but without absolute certainty that inflation is being controlled. In Argentina's midterm congressional elections, President Milei's party did better than opinion polls had predicted. Once again, the problems of asking people what they think are on display here. The pundit's response is that the peso should rally on this, which will be a relief for US taxpayers, no doubt, allowing them to reverse some of their recent trading losses. On paper, the peso is not in a position to have the US buying back the dollars it spent propping up the currency. Over the coming weeks, the question is the extent to which the peso was pressured by fundamentals versus political expectations. If fundamentals are still considered to be against the peso, then there will need to be signs that those fundamentals are changing if the currency regime is to avoid further pressures in the future. Germany offers the IFO business confidence poll today, and the ECB offers inflation expectations polls. Both numbers have questions about the accuracy of the responses from those surveyed. China's September industrial profits rose quite strongly. This is not a market-moving number as a rule, but it does rather suggest that China is not dumping goods in international markets. Dumping involves selling goods at a loss overseas, undermining foreign competitors. That practice is not consistent with the idea of rising profits. That's all for today. Have a good day.
This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.